We're going to talk a bit of Everest and Caulfield Cup. All the spring carnival racing is really starting to ramp up. So not time now to speak to our man, the coal miner, Shawnee Omrod, of course, thanks to Sportsbet. And he's a regular on our show, Shawnee Omrod. So we look forward to chatting with the great coal miner who's been, well, he's been a big part of the journey, hasn't he, Brian, this year?
Definitely. And gets good mail.
Gets fantastic mail. So looking forward to chatting to the coal miner now as I pad to find the credits, which I'll do very, very shortly, the coal miner. All thanks to Sportsbet. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, boys. That was great. Nice little pad to you there, Joel Kane. I'm hoping I don't drop out, boys, because the weather above me is just turned and I've been looking at the radar for the last little hour or so. I think if you've got any listeners out Penrith way, they've just been smashed. And that big rain cloud is heading straight over Randwick. So there's plenty to talk about when we get to the Everest.
Okay, let's get into it then. Before we do so, from Best Bets, of course, a partner of Sportsbet, Jolie Marshall's on the line. G'day, Joel.
Yeah, g'day, gents. How are you?
Going good. Joel? Now, I'll tell you something, Fletch. Yep. I did this probably about 2 years ago for about 12 months. I would take the Best Bets tipsters and I would score on a dollar each way basis on how they performed. And my man, Joel Marshall here, he was the man. He was the man to follow. And I always, if in doubt, doing a bit of mug punning, I'll go, okay, who's Joel had? And that's how I like to do it. Okay, boys, how do we want to start? Shawnee, throw us a tip and we'll see what Joel thinks about it.
All right, well, we'll start with obviously, as a big question mark, well, certainly for us here at Sportsbet, is the track conditions, rather. We've had a lot of rain. There's certainly more coming. So it's a bit of a question of how much. So I think if I was to give runners one sort of tip, at the very least, it would be maybe wait and see how much rain we do get before putting the money down. But as far as Sportsbet goes, Nature Strip continues to firm, and the boys are certainly tipping it. It was $4.20 into $4 yesterday. It's now $3.90. Seeing plenty of support, and it's our favourite pick on top. Classique Legend. Now, this one continues to drift. Obviously, the public, like us, have some concerns, or not concerns, really question marks about its preparation. Clearly a superstar and can absolutely win this race, but at the $4.60 or what it is now, I couldn't really be tipping him into that. And the next one, Eduardo, was a big mover yesterday, as we spoke about. East slightly today, it's $5 out to $5.50. We know it's going to lead with Nature Strip. The question is, can it hold on and get the bickies?
Okay, well, so the team at Sportsbet's bet with mates, start your group bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, and gamble responsibly. Keen on a Nature Strip. Joel Marshall, where do you stand?
Yeah, well, I'm a Classic Legend fan. I'm not too perturbed and not really surprised by the market drift with him. He'd been shortening in the last 5 or 6 weeks. The market's been really funny. He's been shortening. He's been staying home in his box. We've seen all the others go around in all the lead-ups, and he's just continued to firm. I think it's only natural that he's going to get out. As Shawnee touched on, there's those few little queries. Tough race to win first up, but Les Bridge, he knows what he's doing, and he is a gun horse fresh, this bloke. So I'm pinning my faith in him. He's going to get a lovely run midfield off the fast tempo. And, yeah, look, he's been trialling super. And I think if you're going to get out towards $5, he's probably a play. I think $4 was probably rock bottom. So I'm happy to see a little bit of a drift, and he's certainly playable. I think number four, Geetra, could be the saver. Didn't have much luck at a key stage there on the fence in the shorts behind Eduardo. Now, he's drawn the inside gate again. He's going to be ducking and weaving and looking for the right path. If he gets the late split, he could finish over the top. He was very good last year. He's going to do no work in the run off the fast tempo. As I said, you're just going to need to hope Jason Collett can steer the right path. But I'm with Classic Legend on top, and he's getting out towards a little bit more favourable price now.
Okie dokie. Well, Brian, very, very happy with the Geetra saver, as he's very keen on that particular horse. I'm keen on Home Affairs. We're going to catch up with Maxi Whitby tomorrow, who has got Mask Crusader. Joel, let's stay in Sydney, and then we'll get Shawnee's view on your particular tip. But if we're looking for a bit of value tomorrow, have you found anything?
Yeah, look, my best is earlier on the day, race 4 from the Chris Waller Yard with James McDonald to ride, so you can't go too far wrong there. Race 4, number 5, Fangirl. Been a fan of this girl for a while. She was very good first up at Gosford, although beaten. She went to Goulburn, expected to win. She did. She made a mess of her maiden rivals. She was a big shortener in flight stakes betting. Unfortunately, a race morning scratching from that race. So we've had to be patient. Now she lines up in a listed fillies event. Barrier 1, she's just going to need a little bit of luck at the right time. But I think she's pretty smart. I think she'll do the right thing by the punters in race 4. In terms of value, I think later in the day, and I think there's been a little bit of support too at longer odds for this bloke, race 9, number 2, Warning. He's only won the one race since he won the Victoria Derby a couple of years ago, so he's been a little bit tricky to catch, but you know, he went round in the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup last year, taking on the big boys. He's got two duck eggs next to his name, but his first up run was quite good with a big weight. He then went to the Metrop and just got way too far back. He was never a hope, but his last 100 metres was quite good. Now, Nashua will are on from gate 3. He's not a horse that sits on speed, but I think he can be a bit closer. And as I said, good to see a bit of support for him. And I think he's a good each-way play there in race 9.
Shawnee, what are the trading floor make of Jolly Marshall's tips from Best Bets there?
Yeah, Fangirl, as you said, Jolly, that run about 3 weeks ago was very well, looked very, very promising. It bolted in. You get J-Mac going on board, as you said. It's obviously a big tick. The punters love that. So you know it's going to be given every chance. And it's by far the best backed runner at Sportsbet at this current stage. So you can not usually go wrong when you follow the money. I don't know if the $3.30 or thereabouts is a massive spoil, but certainly couldn't talk you out. I couldn't talk anyone out of backing her. And then Warning in the later race, that this is wide open in terms of punting this one. But it has got plenty of support with us. As you said, there has been little specks of early money, Joel. It's been $18 into 12 where it currently stands. Second best back, only behind the favourite. Again, could not talk anyone out of backing it.
Rightio, Shawnee, we'll stay with you. Let's talk about the Caulfield Cup. So two big races, of course. In Victoria, it's the Caulfield Cup. In Sydney, it's the Everest. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, well, it all happened last night with the barrier draw, incentivised the favourite. It was $1.90 before the book went off the board, and then it drew the car park out in barrier 20. It was $2.40 that we put back up. It's now out to $2.60. It's a bit of a funny horse because we don't think the barrier is really going to affect it that much, to be honest. I think there's a 400-metre long run into the first turn, and it likes to go forward, so it's certainly going to do that. We think it might continue to drift. I know the barrier is really going to put off a lot of the public money, but I think if it gets anywhere near $3, I think the pros might just step in at that price. So it might just see a little push late. The other, the second favourite in the Caulfield Cup, it's drew the one barrier inside. It's drew 19, talking about Delphi, of course. So again, like incentivised, it's been on the drift. $6.50 out to $8, and it probably does affect its chances more than incentivised. It's going to need some cover in this race. So it's going to need a lot of luck. It's on the back up, so it looks to be fit enough. It's already had that mile and a half run under its belt. So if it does get a bit of luck, it should be strong in the finish. But the big mover in terms of firming up, Young Bertuts drew the peach right in the middle. It's got barrier 8, and it's been $11 into $9.50. That should get an absolute gun run.
All righty, there the comments for Sportsbet. Jolly Marshall, how do you guys at Best Bet see the Caulfield Cup playing out?
Yeah, look, I've gone against the favourite incentivised. He can certainly win, but I think there's the lack of value there. I haven't gone too wide, though, because I think those just behind him in the market are the ones to beat. I like Delphi, I like Young Werther, but I've settled on Nonconformist, who's on the next line of betting there. All his runs this prep have been good. He's had three of those four at weight for age. They've all been excellent, including last Saturday where he ran past the Cox Plate favourite Zaki and got nosed out on the line by genuine Group 1 mare and Probabil. In between those weight for age runs, of course, he had the win and you're in race, the Naturalism, which booked his place in this field, and he held out Delphi, of course, who's a leading player, and we saw him frank the form last week. Big drop in weight down to 51.5. He's going to need a bit of luck from the tricky gate, but a few of those are. I think he's a great each-way play, Nonconformist.
Righto, boys, before you go, I was a little bit worried about race 3. We've got a horse called King's Trust. Our SEN stablemate, Jimmy Smith, also has a share in the horse. I was worried until Justin Langer posted this. Worry is like a rocking chair. It goes back and forward and goes nowhere. So, boys, should I be worried? And be honest with me, it's a big price, $41. How do you see that playing out for us?
Yeah, I'll kick it off if you want. I've gone to the trading floor. I'm going to be brutally honest with you, Sugar. They weren't that excited when I did pose the question to them, but really because, and as you well know, it's first up after 3 months off, so it's just a question of its fitness, really. Now you should know where the what the camp's saying. If you've got some mail, that it is fit, ready to go. Yeah, okay. If it was fit and it was ready, then the boys said it could potentially be a good each-way chance. But maybe just keep your powder dry and let it get a few runs under its belt.
Yeah, unproven in the heavy as well. Joel, your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't have him in my numbers. I see he contested the race last year.
Yeah.
and ran 10th, only beaten a couple of lengths. And then, of course, you've got him ready for the Hunter meeting. Yes. He won the highway there at Newcastle. So that could be a logical target for him. He could get into that second or third up and be a logical target. And saying that, 41, 46, he's probably half those odds is probably more reflective of his chances because Terry Robinson knows what it takes to win these highway races.
So what the boys are saying, from me, if you'd like a share in a horse, call 1300 01 1170. There's one on the market.
Hey, sorry, before you go, boys, Joel, can you just maybe next week we can, I want you to do a bit of form on the four pillars.
Oh, yeah.
Different strokes and Conrad. That would be great if you could get back to me.
Yeah. No dramas, Fletch. I'll have a insight into those. So I know they're both high up in the betting, both from the Kim Warrior. Different Strokes looked pretty good last week, didn't he?
Didn't he? Yeah, the owners were quite ecstatic.
Well, I gentlemen,
you've only got about 250 horses to beat. I think the four pillars. Just looking at the noms,
that's right. Yeah, well, I think half the slots have been filled, so it's a big race. I think there's 18 in the. In the race, so they've got 9 down, and I'd imagine when would they actually? I'll ask you this, Joel: when would they fill the other 9 after this weekend?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of sort of benchmark races this weekend, so I would say those 9 sort of snapped up pretty quickly, as you said. So yeah, I would say they'd want to be filling them sort of after this weekend. I would have thought, otherwise you're going to be missing out.
Mm.
Now, I understand the printers have been very, very kind as well, Joel, and Best Bets, if you're living in the Sydney area, it's landed. Is that right?
Indeed, yeah. Obviously, with the Caulfield Cup barrier draw being late on Wednesday, it pushed our deadline a little bit out, and we thought we may miss the Sydney run, but no, you can get out there and get your Best Bets now. So we're in the newsagents there, and of course, online each day, $3 for a day pass every day, all your form covered.
Okay, boys, what you haven't realised is you have just participated in a Squid Game drive with Joel and Fletch style. The worst performing tipster, you have been eliminated.
Yeah. You've got to lick something, but it's not it's not shortbread, put it that way.
Righto, gentlemen, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
All right, boys,
thanks,
good luck.
Chat soon.
There's Joel Marshall from Best Bet, Shawnee Omrod from Sports Bet.